1-0. Away we go. We're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Where's our music at, though? Ooh, we don't have any music on today. We'll get it. It's basic technical problems, but we'll fix it. Anyway, today is September 23rd, and I don't know what year it is. I think it's 2070 or something. It's getting up there. And so we're hoping to get some music in here so we can get Buddy tuned up. There, everybody. Buddy has to have his music to warm up.
Of course.
Yeah. Do you have the phone number he's handy and everything? People are always, people called and they wanted the phone number. I don't know why they didn't go on the website.
I need to get the phone number. And my computer is down, so I can't get it for you. I'm sorry.
I'll get it then. Where's your computer at?
Computer is down on my table. It's they're doing some work again to it, so I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but they are doing some work.
Doing some work, huh? You have more? It's a brand new computer. Why does it need work?
I don't know, Fred. Don't ask me. All I know is that it's a part, so. I have no idea. For some odd reason, computers don't really compute with me, for some odd reason or other.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some phone numbers here. One number is CBS Station 1 is 530 area code, 327 like a Chevy, 7602, or 530, 413-4510, or 413-4522.
There you go.
And that'll get you in.
Yes.
I don't see our 800 number. Oh, here's an 800 number, too. 888-815-9756.
There you go. That's the big number.
5-6. Okay, so what's been going on this week? Just give me an update.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, there's somebody just called in, I think.
Oh, okay.
Hello? No, I guess not. I just heard a ring, but... I've been doing some new work. I remember last week you were asking me about atomic energy. I'm not sure exactly what it is you asked me because I've never heard of it before. But I'm doing some really fantastic work, and I guess what's popping up for me is the third eye. I'll tell you what's happening with the third eye. As I'm looking at people, I did work on a couple people this week, and the third eye becomes almost like a teacher. And I had some people with some spine trouble, or at least one person with spine trouble, and the third eye became like a TV, and it was showing me the complete spine and also the areas that were blocked. So what I was doing was going through the top of the head, through the spine, and opening up the areas that they were showing me through the third eye, which is really incredible work. And also, what was happening as I'm working on the gut area, it's opening up like in an inverted cone, you know, like if I was looking down, it would be like a ice cream cone.
Yeah.
And it's opening up to multi different dimensions, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lights that shine from the inner part of the being. So I'm not sure what the 5 lights are, but they're very bright and very deep and very cosmic. So I think we're opening up to a whole different area, a whole different genre of energy that I've never even seen before, Fred. So if you're asking me what it is, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But it's new. It's new for me.
People are getting results with their big projector systems now, and we're starting to sell them in multiples of it. Versus 4 now.
Well, I've got, that's groups of 4. That's wonderful. My projectors are up, and they really work. I'm using the 2 flamethrowers. I lent somebody a projector, so I've got 3 projectors, but it's serious work, Fred.
Oh, I know.
Very serious work. So I'm not sure what kind of atomic energy you were talking about last week, but I am definitely opening up to some new stuff here. I won't have an answer for at least a month or so. Maybe I'll have an answer tomorrow. Who knows? I just don't know. It's all new for me, Fred.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the DNA, you know, I've been able to bring the DNA out of the body and clear it and then put it back in again. So, but that's old stuff. I've done that for the last year or two. But that's coming around a lot too. There's a lot of dimensions that are happening with that. So it's really good stuff, Fred. There's a lot of things that are happening for me.
Yeah, so you're enjoying the hell out of it.
Oh God, Fred. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The projectors, the projector that I wear, the projectors are on the ceiling and the walls, and the flamethrowers. And the Master Crystal, everything is jiving. Everything is working. I mean, it's just incredible.
That's pretty cool. You know, we're next week we're supposed to have our first prototypes on the Christos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we should have those next week. But that looks like an old medieval cross.
Okay.
On the bridge. And it's going to be a different energy. I don't know what energy it's going to be yet, but it's promising to be a whole new genre of, you know, stuff that we do and the projector does. So this will be like the 4th one out in the new series now.
Right.
And there'll be a 5th one coming, but they're getting a little bit harder to do the bridges, and takes a little longer when he's on these more difficult bridges. This has a lot of detail. That, like, had a honky in it. That took a lot of work to get that.
Right.
People are buying the heck out of those. We sold a bunch of them last week, you know, and they love them.
There's nothing not to love. I mean, you know, these are beautiful pieces of work. I mean, and all of the, and they work. I mean, they really, really work. I just wish I had the money to buy one. I would buy one in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd like to get one too. I'm still wearing my regular
gold, solid gold with platinum and yellow diamond one, which I'm offering pretty much at the cost of to make it right now, so I can free up some extra money so I can make one of those really cool.
Sure.
Like the one I went and played for Wes, you know, with the
platinum
and all that. Man, that was a nice one. That was Cats Meow.
And then we made another one that I got to try for another client, which was solid gold with a platinum bridge.
Right.
Leslie's was a solid platinum with a gold bridge. That's too. It was a little too much for me. I did wear it for a couple of days before he picked it up, and I enjoyed it. I can handle it, but I think I like the gold one with the platinum bridge better.
Yeah, well, it's warmer, Fred.
Yeah, and then also with that one, I'm going to not use the yellow diamond. Because that goes with this piece I got on.
Yeah,
part of this. I'm going to put a white diamond in the. Because you know you're living all your lifetimes at once when you wear that thing, and it brings all that awareness. And so, obviously, being psychic is nothing more than having the experience of every lifetime you've ever lived simultaneously. All
right.
Making consciousness, and that's what we're getting. Bit of a shock when you start wearing one of these things. All the thoughts and memories and stuff that come up.
Yes.
And, like I say, one guy started crying when he put it on.
Right.
So we'll have to see how that goes.
I think it's pretty powerful.
That's
very, very powerful. That's really something else.
Yeah, did you advertise yours yet?
Fred, no, to be honest with you, I haven't had the cash to do that.
Yeah.
I've been really, really just trying to save money right now because I'm only doing... maybe 15, 16 a week instead of 38. So it's a little harder on me, but I'm doing well. And the work is becoming even stronger since I cut myself down to 38 a week, from 38 a week to 16.
Yeah, so that's a lot of people. We're doing 38 a week, huh?
Well, I was doing that for a long time, Fred, and I just, it wore me down.
Yeah.
It wore me down. So I'm doing 16 a week, and I'm really starting to enjoy it a lot because it's giving me more free time to get out and do what I want to do, go fishing, go, you know, going down to the BMW club on Saturday. You know, I'm getting more free time, which is what I need. At 68 years old, I want to start enjoying myself a little bit.
You ought to get your Social Security going, too. Did you get that going yet?
Excuse me?
You get your Social Security going yet?
I got my COBRA pretty well set up. It's running like a top.
Yeah, I mean, your extra income is the Social Security before they take it off. You're eligible for it. You should be getting it.
Well, I'm getting Social Security.
Yeah, good.
I took it out at 65 and 10 months.
Oh,
and
you've been
I'm collecting maximum. And I didn't want to take it out at 62, so I waited. And that helps a lot.
Yeah, if you wait a while, it's better.
Yeah, it really, really does help. But the main thing is that I'm really enjoying this new energy. I don't know what it is yet. All I know is it's extremely powerful. And my hands, the chakras in the center of my hands, are almost twice as big as they were when they first started opening. So it's pretty powerful, Fred. It's a lot of fun to work with these new energies.
Yeah, it's changing rather rapidly now.
You know, it's interesting, Fred. I don't know why, but I keep on... I'm still growing with all this energy. You know, it never stops. It just keeps coming on.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't have any. I haven't had any energy drop in 2 decades. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think from my 30s into my 40s, I dropped off a little bit. And then about mid 40s, it just sort of stayed with me to where it is now.
Yeah.
Because I'm working out again. You know, working out at least a half an hour a day.
Right.
And that's a hard workout. You know, not just sitting around lifting weights. I do a lot more than that.
Right.
And. That doesn't even get me tired. I mean, I don't even feel it.
Well, it makes you feel better. I know when I
sweat. About an hour, I can feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
But the overall energy level is ridiculous when you do that workout.
Yeah, it helps me to swim.
Yeah, swimming is good.
That's it's really low impact, but it's really, really good for me.
Where do you swim at?
At the JCC. It's right around the corner from where I live.
You got a big pool?
Oh, Olympic.
Yeah, let's see. We don't have that big a pool. We just have a normal backyard pool, and it's too freaking small.
Right, right.
When I go in there, I swim underwater. I just swim underwater both ways without swimming up, you know?
Right, right.
Because I don't have enough room. I used to be a power swimmer in Olympic pools, but
right.
I don't have one. Pond isn't big. It's 80 feet across, but it's kind of got algae and stuff, and I don't want to swim in that, you know?
I swim by time. In other words, I get in the pool, 25 minutes later, I'm out of the pool.
How long do you swim for?
I just swim. How many laps is not important. It's just the time.
Wow.
Yeah. And it feels good. You know, you get rid of a lot of crap.
You got fins coming on your toes and stuff?
Excuse me?
Are you getting some fins on your toes?
Am I getting fins on my toes? No. That took me a second to think
about. Yeah, usually when people swim a lot, they get fins on their toes. That makes them, you know, it's kind of like webbing. And it goes away after you quit swimming, but if you swim a lot, you get webbing on your feet.
It feels good to swim, Fred, but I'm really appreciating what's happening in my life now, so I'm really happy with it.
Sounds like somebody beeped in there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's on the phone?
Pardon, I can't hear you.
I said, who's calling in? What's your name?
Becky.
Becky.
Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from?
From Pollock Pines, on the way to Tahoe.
Oh, cool. Pretty up there.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So what's going on with Becky?
My brother died about 4 years ago from alcoholism.
Right.
And his brain was kind of pickled at the time. My sister keeps having dreams that he hates her still. I don't think that's true. But I don't know what to tell her.
Repeat that again, honey. I can't hear you. It's too low or something. I can't hear what you're saying to me.
I'm sorry.
You got to talk a little bit louder or put the phone a little closer. That's all.
Okay. Now can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, it's better. Much better, yeah.
Okay. My brother passed away about 4 years ago, I think. Pardon?
How old was your brother?
He was 52. He died from alcoholism.
Okay.
And my sister and he did not agree. His brain was going already. And she keeps having dreams that he still hates her. I don't think that's true, but I don't know what to tell her.
Well, yeah, that's probably not true. Usually on the other side, people feel a lot better about themselves than the people that they were with.
Right.
And same.
They only take love with them on the other side, honey. There's no hate.
Okay.
It's all compassion and love.
Well, that's what I tell her, so okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have the ability to communicate with the people on the other side?
I don't.
Okay. Now, we've had things that we made at Paradigm that allow you to develop psychic energies that makes it possible for people to become clairvoyant that weren't before clairvoyant, and then sometimes they are able to reach over and talk to people on the other side.
Yeah,
when I was working over at Leisure World,
he comes to see me. My mother comes to see me, so I know that's fine.
Cool.
Okay, I'll just advise her.
Okay.
You have a parrot.
Yeah, can you see it? Are you watching it on this thing?
No. Well, I have it on, but I'm not watching right now.
Yeah, if you
but
go
I
on
sure
YouTube, the Fred Bell show.
Hey.
That's so loud.
Well, thank you. I'll listen now.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Becky.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. lost Steve for a couple minutes there, but that's okay. Steve's lost anyway, but he's having fun. He probably misses his computer a lot.
Hello?
Are you there back now?
Yeah.
We figured you like getting lost.
For some odd reason, everything seems to be muffled tonight, for some odd reason.
Feels what?
I'm hearing everything muffled. It's not like it's 100% clear.
Yeah, you sound muffled, but I thought maybe you were playing with mufflers today or something.
No, that's good. I mean, he's it's great.
Yeah, buddy, he knows. He's a very smart bird, and when something's funny, he's going to laugh.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he does that when there's something really funny.
Huh. Steve, go ahead and hang up.
Okay, you want me to hang up?
Yeah, hang up, and I'll call you right back.
Okay, bye.
Well, we're playing a telephone tag today with Steve. Kind of fun. Now, buddy, what are you doing, buddy? You want that? That'll work. Okay, a little bit. Yeah, that'll work. We can do double like those, too. Yeah. If anybody has any questions on anything right now, you know, related to our various discussions, physics, chemistry, human body, now we just wait for your calls, and we'll go off on that topic. Meanwhile, we're just coasting along here with Buddy Boo. Yeah, everybody likes Buddy Boo. So we aren't centering on any particular topic, although there's a lot going on in the quantum world today. Are you back, Steve?
Yes, it sounds much better.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, you've just been fooling around with mufflers too much. And that's what happened. You got muffled. Yeah, so we got a lot of listeners and watchers and stuff out there. Need to get more questions in. People need to read the books more, I think, to get more questions going. So I'd like the audience to lead me along if I've got a guest on. And I've got a guy that's coming on pretty soon. It's really good. He wrote that book, Alien Mind. And,
yes. You were talking about that, yes.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He's like talking to Einstein on almost any topic.
That's cool.
He is probably an alien himself.
Uh-huh.
And he's very familiar with many different species of aliens in the universe. Plus, he knows a lot about physics, propulsion systems, and hyperdrives and stuff, a lot more than the average person could ever know.
Wow.
His name is George. I'll get him on here pretty soon. I got to read the rest of his book. You know, I want to get up to speed with where this guy's coming from because, not every day I read somebody's book and I've got to take the time with it, you know.
Right.
Like Michio Kaku, when I have him on, I always read his book at least twice before I get him on.
Wow.
He's fairly easy reading, but still, he can get out there pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
And so you got to, when you bring these guys on, you got to be ready for them. Got to be ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
So what are you doing the rest of the week?
I'm going to Buffalo tomorrow, and then Saturday I'm going to Watkins Glen. And then Sunday I'm having breakfast with my brothers, and I don't know. I might clean the Cobra. I'm pretty well sure I'll clean it on Sunday.
Okay, so I can tell you I get another caller on there.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello, yes, hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello, yes, yes. How are you? My name is Garth.
Sir.
Yep,
where
I'm Garth from New Jersey. I'm calling
New
from
Jersey,
New Jersey.
Huh?
Yes,
what's happening,
yes, sir.
Back in New Jersey tonight? You're back on the East Coast with old Steve-O.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dr. Bell, I have a couple questions for you. The first question I do have, I heard you talk about there are 1,250 chromosomes.
No, that's not chromosomes. There's 46 chromosomes. There's 1,250 base pairs per turn in some human DNA.
Oh, there are 1,250.
You're talking about the genes now, you know, different genes.
I thought it was only 46.
No, that's right, 46 chromosomes. So the chromosomes aren't always present in the DNA. They only come in when the cell goes through what's called mitosis and reproduces.
okay.
The chromosomes,
rich.
They feed off of black holes in space. That's what
really? They feed off of black holes?
Yeah.
Wow.
When space-time collapses, it manifests as a chromosome in the human genetic system.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That is very interesting.
Yeah, if you get my book, Raise the Truth, I laid out the... I wrote that book in 1999, and physics is just now, you know, with quantum... Is just now starting to realize the possibility of what I wrote about, you know, 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. Which is kind of neat. Yeah. It's the transmutation of life force, of energy, you know, into the human system.
Right.
And that's why our receptors are so effective, because they tune into that energy conversion factor of the black hole manifesting itself into the chromosome. And as a result of that, the critical thing of a chromosome is the spacing. Spacing determines gene splicing, and gene splicing determines the integrity of a cell, whether it's a liver cell, a brain cell, or any kind of cell. So it all interrelates, you know, on a cosmic level, you might say, but now it's starting to become called, in physics, quantum biology.
Okay.
And that's why we're working on this Q-band machine, which is partially built now out here in California. Because it's a quantum biological adjustment machine that actually does like what the receptor does, but it does it instantaneously, whereas the receptor takes a while, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm definitely interested in getting one of the receptors. I was on your site, the Paradigm site.
Yeah.
I'm looking into seeing which one that would best suit me.
It depends on what you want to do. You know, they all do different things. They all have what's called auric offset, meaning that they lower the production of free radicals when you're in the presence of poisons and toxins and carcinogenics and that. They all do that. But some of them are keyed to work on specific organs in the body. Some of them are keyed to work on your psychic abilities. Some of them are keyed to work on your quantum abilities, and then hook that to something in your body. There's different ones.
What about
one? Four are on the market. And the fifth one comes on next week.
Oh, okay. Because I would like to get a receptor, something that works like on the entire endocrine system, something that's specific to that.
Yeah, that was any one of our super receptors would do that.
Right.
But you're probably going to want to get one called the heart. Because when we test you for a stone, what happens is we're going to look at, you know, each endocrine gland is represented by a color.
Right.
And that color is activated at a certain kind of day, you know.
Okay.
And that color activation, we look at the weakest activating point, and that's where we start building the endocrine system up. And so there, and the chakra system, of course, is switching network. So we'll test you for a stone that you need. And the advantage of, after wearing one with a stone in it, after about 3-4 months, your body starts to change to another color, because that color kind of broke in, you know, like say check for purple or something. Maybe you're going to be moving into pink, you know, just as an example,
right,
of green. So with the heart chakra receptor, you get to pick three colors. So effectively you're wearing three receptors at once. In a progressive, Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's, you know, people used to say, colors of receptors and wear them both at once? And I said no, because they would conflict. But this is a design that doesn't have any confliction. You have the main stone, which is a 1-carat stone, and then you got the two other stones, which are smaller, you know, much smaller, like an eighth of a carat.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is as the other stone becomes less active, The bigger stone starts picking up on one of the two colors that you're going to need. So we'll test you for three colors.
Wow, that is fascinating. Because I'm going to go on your site there. Oh, also too, I have another question in regards to having a conversation with a young lady a couple of days ago, and she said to me that that large bodies of water, like an ocean, doesn't produce negative ions. And I said, I don't think that's true. So I figured I would ask you.
The water doesn't produce the ionization. It's the activity on the water.
It's the activity. It has to be moving.
Yeah, if you got wind, you got white caps, okay, that produces negative ions. Waves breaking on the shore, that's producing negative ions. And the effect, the scientific term for that type of production is called the Lennard effect.
Mm-hmm. Lennard effect, right.
Lennard effect. So water
doesn't produce ionization. That's what you refer to me to.
Put motion on it does. Or you can even put an electrode in it, like doing electroplating in water, and you'll get ionization. Or you can take water and make hydrogen and oxygen out of it, and what you're doing is you're ionizing the water to produce the hydrogen and the oxygen, you know, for like running a car or something. That's what ionization. Ionization is a free-flowing electron.
A free-flowing electron. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay,
and
so
you've
got to have negative ions to fill your cells. Now, in the air, in the normal air, like in a city, there's more positive ions than negative ions, so it's not very healthy. Your body can't reproduce cells without negative ions. A healthy body produces 90 million cells a second. But in a city, you're lucky if you get 5 million cells a second going on a polluted day. So that causes the aging process to speed up.
So what do you suggest for people that live in a city?
That reverses that effect so the aging process can go where it should be, you know, towards immortality.
And Dr. Bell, what do you suggest for somebody that lives in a city?
Yeah, I moved from Laguna Beach out here into the country. Laguna Beach turned into a city. I mean, it once was a country village town. But when I left there, it was a city. I mean, it's all had buses and everything else all over the place. So I never had that when I first moved there. When I left, you could reach out and touch your neighbor's house. When I moved in, you had to take a pair of field glasses and look at your neighbor's house. So it changed a lot in the last 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And Dr. Bell, too, do you still do the levitating? Do you still do any of the levitation?
The TM of America still does it. And a few of my clients still do it, but I don't. I haven't done it since the last time I did any levitation of any consequence was at the Harmonic Convergence, 1989 or whatever that was, 84.
Oh, wow.
With 60 people we levitated, but that's the last time I really was into it.
Oh, cool.
Or in my dreams,
how can I learn to do that? I would love to learn how to do that.
Get
some information on that.
Yeah. Well, that book, if you got the Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light book.
I'm gonna buy it now.
Yeah, because that'll explain all that. It's all in there.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Rays of Truth.
Crystals of Light, yeah,
cool.
Like $30.
Yes. All right. Excellent. All right, I think I'm out of questions right now.
I'll hear about it anyway.
But I'll keep listening. Oh, actually, a friend of mine had mentioned your name to me. And your book on Death of Ignorance.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually purchased the book. I just recently got it, and I'm about to start reading that. And then I just went online and I punched you guys in and found out you guys were on BDS Radio. And I said, well, hey, I'll get a subscription. And I've been listening now for like 2 weeks. So I'm just fascinated by the archives and just the conversation in general.
Yeah, we try to keep it pretty light and let people call in because I don't like, you know, if you really want the high-tech stuff, you know, really like a college, you know, a classroom, then you go to our Sunday night show, which I tape on Saturdays, and that's the real intense stuff, you know, the real nuts and bolts, get your notebook out or your tape recorder out and take notes. That's when we do that on Sunday night. I don't care to do that. You know, on a general day, I just like to hang out with Steve and the birds and all the audience out there all over the world. Just whatever comes along, and if I find a good book or something real hot topic, then I'll put a bunch of guests on. But lately we haven't had, you know, we get a lot of people that like to be on the show, but, you know, most people that come to CBS Radio are psychic healers and
spiritual healers. Well, we can go back 30 shows or something, and we got that stuff covered. So we like some new, exciting, unexplored topics.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate what you're doing.
Quantum physics and quantum biology and cosmology. You know, those are the areas that
Absolutely.
We're working in now, and those seem to be the more exciting scientific topics that people really want to hear about, but don't hear about it on any other show on any other network. Unless you see, on the Michio Kaku or somebody come on the History Channel or a Sci-Fi Channel and do something. Other than that, there ain't nothing going on out there,
Wow.
But people hang out with us, and
we're
kind of crazy over here, but we get the job done.
I like what you guys are doing over there, and I like the laid-back environment, and then you allow people just to come in and shoot questions, and I appreciate it.
Reasonable.
I like the work you talk about.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
We don't cover stuff that Donald Trump or Hugh Hefner covers. They cover those subjects, or Larry King, but we cover everything else. What do you do out there in New Jersey anyway?
Oh, actually, I am a DNA collection specialist, so I collect samples of DNA.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Hey, that is cool.
You know.
Are you a CSI investigator or what?
Not quite. I do it more for paternity and relationship testing special, you know, like for people who, I work with immigration and independent cases, and sometimes I get to collect some stuff at forensic samples and things of that nature. So,
okay,
pretty cool.
CSI.
You know what I mean. So not quite. I don't work with the authorities in terms of that. But this is much more independent, private thing where it's a little bit more.
Well, it's great for family genetics. I think that's a growing career. I see a lot of that out here. I mean, it's not cheap to get that done. And I think a lot of people are interested in their, in their family trees and relationships. And I think it's a growing field. I really do. I think it's an exciting field too.
It is quite exciting.
RFLP or some of the newer techniques that I'm not even aware of. What kind of techniques do you guys use?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You use RFLP or PCR testing or.
PCR. We could do both. It just really depends, on what an individual wants. The RFLP takes a lot longer.
Now, what's the quickest test? Somebody comes in, they want to find out if this woman that came along said this is your daughter, or your son, and you're a long lost blah blah blah. How what's your quickest test?
The quickest test is a PCR test, and we do it in 2 days. We could do it in 24 hours, but we would have to have somebody stay all night to do that, watching the analyzer, genetic analyzer. But it normally takes about 48 hours.
Remember when O.J. Simpson, that took him 6 weeks to do PCR?
I think they did him RFLP. I think he was done RFLP.
Yeah, they did eventually, but they did PCR first to get him in a category so they could arrest him, and then they did the RFLP.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the RFLP in those days took a long time. I don't know how long it takes now. But that was the one that knocked it down one-on-one versus one in maybe 5,000 in the world or something,
Right. I think now it's about 6 weeks. We don't do much RFLP. We get them every now and again. I think the last time I remember an RFLP case coming around was a couple years ago. And it was an immigration case where someone was petitioning for his wife, and immigration wanted to disprove the relationship. But it showed up that they were related. And we had to expand the markers, and then we had to do it RFLP. So we did that. It took us 6 weeks to do it.
So let's say we got a town with a million people in it of different races. What out of that million people, what would a PCR test isolate? Like 1 in 10,000, 1 in 500. With the PCR the way it is today, because I know it's a lot better, what percentage of the population could you nail it down to now on PCR?
You know what? I'm not really into the calculations. I handle more the, I'm very good at collecting the samples and making sure things are entered in properly. But in terms of the calculations, I couldn't give you those. Because at the end of it, when the reports are generated, we see the calculations. But I couldn't tell you how that actually is formulated in terms of out of a million people, what would be or what wouldn't be.
Okay, another question is, how do you collect your samples? With swabs on the inside of the mouth or
yeah,
blood,
right
or how
inside
do you normally
right,
do it now?
Yeah, yep, right between the cheek and the gum.
Okay. Huh. Pretty fascinating, huh, Steve?
I think it's fascinating. You know, I've done some work with the DNA, and the one thing that I've learned is that love and compassion changes the DNA. In other words, if you think about love and compassion, you'll actually see a change in the DNA. It really does work.
I know it. Not only does it work, but I worked with the Food and Drug Administration on my receptors,
mm-hmm.
and the FDA wanted me to get college tests, right, you know, in a college. They wanted me to do endocrinology tests because they noticed. And then they could make a medical claim with one of my devices, which we absolutely cannot do now. It's against the law. But the FDA had encouraged me because they had seen some changes back in Washington, as a matter of fact. They played with them. They actually played with them. And then when I took my projector into the patent office and got my patent, it was on March 16th, the lady at the patent office call it the projector, you know, and lady at the patent office had an experience with it, and she says, we're not going to call it. If you want a patent, you're going to call it the light display device.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. Because she had some kind of an experience with it. She wouldn't relate to what it was because she said she couldn't. It was proprietary, but it had to be called the light display device. So I said, my patent attorney, I said, hey, Mike, you know, his name's Mike Giuliano. I said, go ahead and let them call it that. I don't care. So I got it right here. It's right next to me on the wall.
Sir, do you have a nuclear receptor?
Huh?
Oh, no. I'm actually looking into after listening to the program over the past 2 weeks or so, I've been really interested. So I actually popped on the Paladine site. I guess I'm going to see which one works the best. I was really fascinated about what Dr. Bell was just mentioning in terms of the heart.
Can you run your own DNA test on yourself without getting in trouble?
Can I run one on myself?
Yeah.
You mean just to pull up a genetic profile on myself?
Watch any kind of changes?
No, not really. I would have to go through another company in order to do that because we just do relationship testing.
In
order to get that.
Pay for it. In other words, you're not in the actual lab to do it yourself.
Right.
You're in the collection area, so you have to take your sample somewhere.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So to do that, but that's something to think about. I get asked that question a lot. So, you know, maybe at some point I'll do that. But no, I don't have a nuclear receptor. I'm actually
Yeah, you need to get one immediately.
Yeah, I think it would really be important for you, and I'll tell you why.
Which one do you think he needs, Steve?
He needs heart for sure, but I believe that he needs a garnet, a blue sapphire, and something green, but I'm not sure what he needs, emerald, or is there another kind of stone that's green?
Yeah, there's a couple of green stones.
There is
emerald's
a couple of green
most
stones.
Popular.
But
they're
it seems like that because what I'm looking
size.
At, okay. what I'm looking at right now is that the red, the garnet, and the green stone, and the sapphire, there's firing between all three. So I think that might be a good combination for him.
And that the I'm looking here, and I'm actually on the site right now. And I see
what do you think,
the garnet? The silver tone nuclear receptors. That's what I'm looking at first here. So that popped in here. Emerald. remember you said a green one. So would that be each individual? How are the songs set?
Well, you would need the garnet actually more than anything else right now.
Yeah.
That would actually build your immune system up tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely like something like that. I don't see garnet, though. I see blue sapphire, aquamarine, amethyst.
Well, the blue sapphire would be for your heart. But the
heart.
Garnet would take in everything else. I mean, that would be your whole endocrine system.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like that one, the garnet. Yes.
Yeah, it seems like just mentioning it is changing your energy. So that I think it would really be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that I had one of these necklaces. I don't have one yet. I'm trying to experiment with what Fred has, and it's a little difficult for me to do, but I'm doing it. I just need one so I can play around with it, but that'll come in time. But I think the garnet and the blue sapphire and the green stone, I think it's really important for you. Because they're all fire.
I'm just about to purchase the, I'm on the site here, I'm getting here, the book, Rays of Truth, right? That's the name of the book. And
Rays of Truth book.
Right,
that
and the garnet receptor.
I'd get a super receptor, a silver one. You have a lot better results with it because you can change the stones around and those.
If he wanted to get the, I believe there's a, is there one that's shaped like a heart now, Fred?
Well, no, it's not exact. It's got a little bit of a heart look to it, you know, but it's round.
Okay.
One with the three stones on it.
Three stones on it. I didn't see that one.
That's why I'm saying three. So it would be that heart shape or close to heart shape, and his big stone would have to be a garnet, for sure.
It's on the front page. Should be anyway.
Yeah.
Look.
Okay, let me go to the home page here because I'm here.
Yeah, you got to go to the front page.
Okay, let me go there because I.
They're absolutely beautiful. I mean, they're just gorgeous necklaces.
Yeah, they're very impressive looking. Okay, I'm on the
front
page. I'm on the front page.
You're down below the arm. See where it is.
All right, okay, this is that, the inside track, the death of ignorance. And it says paradigm professional, the new paradigm professional receptor.
That's the one.
This is it here, the paradigm professional receptor.
I'm looking for the. I see the Ankh.
Which one is the Ankh? I don't see that one.
That's on. There's three.
Okay. There it is. I see the Ankh. Oh yeah, that's beautiful. Oh yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, there's below the Ankh. There's the heart chakra unit. It's the two tone. It's right above that bottom one, the silver one, and you'll see the two stones on it. It's got arms on it, like the heart.
Okay, below the it says the quantum heart energy two tone.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that it? Yes.
We can make that in solid silver, or we can, that's showing with all white stones. We can make that any way you want.
That's beautiful.
That's the one you want to get for your kind of work.
And how much is this one right here?
I don't know. They're not cheap. A couple thousand for that one, but we do payments and stuff, so you can get it that way. I don't know what the price on it. It'd be like $1,500.
I'll call for that one.
You'll have to call in on that one.
I'll call tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be really great to get something like that because that'll really help you out in your business.
That'll get you going.
That's for sure.
That's the good stuff there.
What is that one made of? This one right here. What is that one made of?
Made out of silver, sterling silver, sterling chain. That one has either a gold plated bridge or we can make it a 18 karat bridge. Depending on which one you get, and then we can even put platinum on it, make it all platinum. you know, platinum plated.
Wow.
It looks beautiful. There's a lot of different combinations that we do on those. That just happens to be one showing there. We got to stop that.
Wow, that one is, these are incredible.
Call Mikkel tomorrow.
Yeah,
call Mikkel tomorrow. Tell her you need a large, it's the first one would be the ruby stone. And then you need, she'll help you out with it. She'll probably pick the same thing I'm doing.
You want to talk to Mikkel on that?
I'm sorry, say it again?
You want to talk to Mikkel tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I'll shoot a call in and
call
and
around,
more information
on
it.
Around noon or so, California time.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you guys are about 3 hours behind. Right. So I got to call California time, right? Did you say?
Yeah. 3 o'clock
okay,
your
cool.
time.
No problem. I can do that. Excellent. Wow. Yeah, this is impressive.
Yeah,
and I also see what is that? What is a projector? The receptor does it helps.
No, that's
the
a battery charger.
Process.
But projector is more like your projector is a quantum device that protect. Once you get your energies balanced, then you can send your thought waves out and make things happen real fast. I mean, real fast.
Yeah.
So that's what the projector does.
Gotcha.
So
you
what happens
get,
is you wear
you
the receptor and
get
charged up, and you put the projector on for a few weeks and make things happen, and then you take it off, and the things will happen so fast that they'll start happening so fast you can't use too much, so you have to take it off. It happens to everybody. There's been no exceptions to that. And so,
wow.
Yeah, so then people buy both of them, and then we have those called standalone systems that even make it happen more. And they're like those things but they're like the projectors, but they're 8 or 9 inches tall, and they weigh about 3 pounds. And those things are huge, and those things really kick some butt.
Yeah, they're very, very powerful. That's what we were talking about earlier in the show.
Yeah, so we got to get off the air. We went over a little bit.
Really?
You know?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, wow.
Give us a call tomorrow, you know, and we'll talk.
I sure will. And I thank both Steve and Dr. Bell. Both of you guys have been great. I appreciate it. All the information.
Take care.
So we got
all right. Take care.
Have a good out of here. We went over there. You know.
All right.
Anyway,
take care.
We put 5 minutes before the hour. We've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, brought to you every Thursday at the same time, 5 to 6. A lot of exciting topics, and we'll be back next week. And Steve, what's your phone number?
Area code 585-746-8321.
And our number here is 1-800-729-2603. 1-800-729-2603. That's our Sunday night show for a pack of information. In a bit. Bye.